Well, we've been chasing her for like over a year to try and get her in studio. Originally from KZN, but obviously now to the world, as we would say. And she is our Woman Crush Wednesday today. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the beautiful Zizi Pomwango, who is in studio with us. She was named Glamour Magazine's Next Generation Woman of the Year. She was nominated as one of the top 100 most influential South Africans. And Zizi Po is the founder of the Official Perfume Plug, which is South Africa's biggest and most prominent fragrance dedicated online page. Zizi Po, welcome.
What a time to be alive.
I know, right? Jeez, like when you walked in, I was like, we need to know what you're wearing because it feels layered. I think you're wearing like two or three fragrances that you've layered.
It's always a fragrance layering combination with the Official Perfume Plug. You know how we do it, Carol. We have to make it super special, especially because I was coming to meet you. So I took the fragrances off the room divider shelf. The ones that sit on the room divider shelf. Right. And my handbag is always like a Willy Wonka Mary Poppins bag of fragrances.
I love
so
that.
I've got a wonderful fragrance layering combination of three beautiful fragrances today.
I love.
And I am so excited to show them to you.
Yes.
I think I have to actually get you to sniff them.
Okay.
Because these are the most quintessential spring-summer fragrance notes that everyone in KZN should be making sure that they have in their fragrance wardrobe. I'm talking fresh, light, airy fragrances. Let's start with this one. In fact, the name is Blanche, which means white.
Ooh, Blanche.
In French. So you already know that it feels like you are in the middle of spring, summer, warmth,
Blanche.
And you've got something light and airy. Yes, queen.
Is this wrong to do this?
Oh, KZN, can I tell you what Carol is doing right now?
I'm rubbing my wrist.
Carol rubbed her wrists in front of South Africa's official perfume plug.
It's a sacrilege.
A sacrilege. And the shade of it all. KZN, if there's one fragrance rule that you're going to remember from this entire conversation and as you go into December, is we do not rub our wrists after spritzing perfume.
Okay.
Let me tell you why.
Yes.
Fragrances are the most beautifully chemically built and compounded juices.
Okay.
And when you rub them together, what you're actually doing is breaking down that beautiful composition.
Oh.
So you know how you often find that you've purchased the most beautiful, expensive fragrance?
Yeah.
And then you're wondering why it's not performing. It's not lasting. It doesn't have the longevity.
Right.
It doesn't have the sillage that you want.
Okay.
It's because you've broken down those beautiful fragrance compounds. So once you've gently spritzed your fragrance on well-moisturized skin, let it chill. Let it be. Don't rub it, please, KZN.
And this thing of people spraying in the air and walking into it, is that also sacrilege?
You know what? I always say different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
But you're losing half of that gorgeous fragrance to the air.
Mm.
I mean, why would you do such a thing?
Right. And applying it, where do we apply fragrances? Because some people put it just behind the ear. Well, that's me. I put it just behind the ear. I put it on the lower part of my neck. I put it on my wrists and then did the bad thing. And then I leave it there. Some girls just go as far as like in the thighs and everything.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
So, fragrance, as I said, is the most wonderful science. And shout out to my science teacher from high school, because who would have thought? Who would have thought?
But here you are. Yeah.
So fragrance is such a science, because what you want to do is apply a fragrance on your warmest parts.
Okay.
We call them your pulse points.
Right.
So these activate the heat
in
the fragrance and allow it to project.
Right.
So where your pulse points are is on your neck.
Okay.
Okay. Then you're going to move down to the inner of your elbow.
Alrighty.
Okay. Then you're going to spritz your wrists.
Okay.
And then the magic spot, ladies, is behind the knees.
That's what my mom and them used to do, behind the knees.
Yes, behind the knees.
That generation knew something we didn't know.
Behind the knees. Okay. And now my mom is here in studio. And for everyone who's looking at their moms and who used to watch their moms applying fragrance, I blame our moms, our aunts, our grandmothers for teaching us to rub the wrists
together
after spritzing, right?
That's
because
terrible.
We learned that from them. So now I am teaching KZN to unlearn this habit of spritzing your perfume and then rubbing your wrists.
I love it. Okay, so we were talking Blanche. We're going to find out what the other two fragrances are in just a moment. We're taking a short break. We're hanging out with the official perfume plug, Zizi Po. She is known for knowing her fragrances, for knowing what works with what to layer. And I'm passionately in love with fragrance. I absolutely love perfume. So if you want, are one of those ladies or gents and you have a question, 061-792-9495. Send it through.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12. East Coast Radio.
We're talking fragrances with the official perfume plug. I started following her on social media and I was completely astonished about, you know, her knowledge of fragrances. Also plugging us on the trends and the perfumes that are of the season. And that's what it's all about. It's the season of summer and we all want to be smelling fantastic and fresh and fantastic. And well, we had to invite her. It's been a year-long thing because she is originally from KZN, but traveling the world now. I'm talking about Zezipho, the founder of the official perfume plug, which is South Africa's biggest and most prominent fragrance dedicated online page. Now, some accolades: top 100 most influential South Africans and Glamour Magazine's Next Generation Woman of the Year. So let's start at the basics. I get so excited when I see you because I want to talk perfume. But people need to know where you started. I mean, perfume plug just didn't happen overnight, and you are from KZN. Can you walk us through how it all started?
I am indeed from KZN. But before I answer that, Carol, I just want to say the next accolade I'm adding to my CV is December's Woman Crush Wednesday.
Yes, you got to add that too.
December Woman Crush Wednesday. But to answer your question about how this journey began and where it comes from is, as you've said, I am loudly and proudly a Durbanite. I am born and bred from KZN. I am from a beautiful part of KZN called Gwalamula, more commonly known as Ixwaga in KZN. I matriculated from Durban Girls College.
All right.
And I had the most wonderful, wonderful schooling experience there. And I then went on to study marketing at the University of Pretoria. And talk about setting an intention, because I remember sitting in my dorm room on the first day of varsity with my then roommate. And she asked me, what are you here to do? You know, what are you studying? And I said, well, I'm here to get this marketing degree so I can go and run global beauty brands.
Right.
Having not stepped into a single marketing lecture, I had already set the intention that I was here to make an impact and a contribution to our beauty landscape and to shape the conversation for how our South African consumers experience beauty brands and see themselves reflected in beauty brands. And so I then went on to start a wonderful career working on some really beautiful global luxury beauty brands. I'm not sure if I can say the brands.
Yeah, say the brands.
So I started my career at Estee Lauder Companies. I then went on to work at Chanel. I then had to bring it all the way home back to Unilever.
Yeah.
And then I kind of sat back and went, what is the craziest thing I could do from here? And so at the peak of COVID, in the middle of liquor bans, I said, you know what? The people who look like they are having the next amount of fun, paramount to those in the beauty industry, are those who are building and shaping the culture of the liquor industry.
Right.
Because that is such an inherent part of the way South Africans enjoy and create enjoyment. And so I then went on to become a brand manager at the second biggest brewery in the world, Heineken Beverages. And in conjunction with that, I kind of realized that I still had this strong itch to democratize beauty.
Right.
And I think that's my inherent love and passion for how the official perfume plug came about, is this obsession to make people feel comfortable with conversations about perfumery. I think it's so interesting how beauty has taken such strides in making makeup and skincare feels so accessible for a vast array of skin tones, skin types. But for some reason, there's this one particular facet of the beauty industry, and that's fragrance and perfumery, that kind of prides itself on exclusivity and being exclusionary. And I kind of sat back and I thought, well, that doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
How do we make people and more of us feel comfortable to walk into the most high-end premium store and feel comfortable to say, this is what I want, this is what I like, this is what I'm looking for? And therein, the official perfume plug was born. And it has become far bigger than me.
Right.
It is...
it's a movement.
It's a movement. Yeah, and it is South Africa's biggest fragrance movement and conversation. And it's this wonderful space where people come together and learn and share and discover and experience our love of perfumery. And my favorite thing is the messages, the DMs, the conversations where people say, before I actually learned about the official perfume plug, I had no idea how to articulate what I liked in fragrance.
Yeah.
And no idea to figure out how to navigate a fragrance shelf and where to look.
Yeah, because it's overwhelming when you walk into a shop. It's just fragrances everywhere.
Exactly.
So you find yourself launching the official perfume plug. Where do people find you for those who are hearing about you for the first time?
They can find me on all social media platforms. Yeah. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, at zesipo.m. If you search zesipo.m or the official perfume plug, your wonderful treasure trove of fragrance and perfumery awaits on the other side of that handle.
Yay! Okay, speaking about perfumery, eau de perfume, eau de toilette, what is the difference? And is there another one I'm missing?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. This is my favorite question because it's amazing how so many of us still have to learn exactly what these differentiators are.
Yeah.
So it kind of is a separation between a cologne,
yeah,
an eau de toilette, an EDT,
uh-huh,
an eau de parfum,
uh-huh,
an EDP, and a pure parfum.
Wow.
So the next time any woman on the other side of this radio hears a guy talk about any of his fragrances that are not a cologne as a cologne, I need you to check him, ladies. Check him. Because a cologne is actually the lowest concentration of perfumery.
Oh.
So all fragrance is made up of alcohol that is mixed with these beautiful raw ingredients and preservatives.
Mm-hmm.
And whether a fragrance is a cologne, an EDT, an EDP, or a parfum,
is the strongest.
Uh-huh. And whether it falls into any of those categories is dependent on the concentration of perfume inside that fragrance. So right, a cologne, for example, has less than 10% of that beautiful oil concentration inside the bottle.
For the guys.
Exactly.
So tell me, should guys be spritzing the same way girls are spritzing? Should they also be putting it behind their knees?
Yeah. Not, well, I mean, if they want to get the Meg the Stallion knees up, they can. But an additional place for gents to put it is, obviously a cologne is made to be a lower concentration of oil and of alcohol for the reason that you can actually apply it just below the chin. And
so that's into your beard.
Exactly, oh, into the beard. That's why you get that wonderful sniff when you...
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I love that. Now, as we get to the end of this, geez, time flies. Discovery sets is something that you're so passionate about. And girls, listen carefully because it's the summer season. You're going on holiday. You don't want to pack your whole perfume because if you put it in your suitcase, sometimes when you get to the other side, it's gone. I'm just saying. So you want to take your small discovery sets. Talk to me about discovery sets. Where can we find them and what are they?
I know a discovery set hates to see me coming,
yeah,
because there is no discovery set that I will not pick up off a shelf. The reason why they are the most wonderful way for you to start your journey into perfumery is firstly, they're affordable and they're a really great way to build a collection affordably. What a discovery set is a wonderful box of multiple fragrance samples that are combined together to give you an entryway into either a particular brand or multiple brands. They are available at all of your favorite fragrance and beauty retail and cosmetic stores. So if you walk into any single one of them and ask for a discovery set, what you then are entering into is this world where you have firstly an affordable way to collect fragrances and to build variety in your fragrance collection. Additionally, what I love about them is you can create wonderful fragrance layering combinations. So you can mix up your little samples and create your own unique personal scent by fragrance layering those wonderful fragrance samples inside the discovery set.
That's amazing.
Another really, really important thing that I absolutely love about them is the fact that, to your point, they offer such convenience.
You saw
Carol when I walked in here. I literally pulled out a Mary Poppins bag full of little samples from my discovery sets. And if there's one thing that everyone asks me, how do I build a fragrance collection and how do I start? I always say start with a discovery set, because that is the number one way that you can be introduced to a number of fragrances and also get to play around to figure out what your own personal taste is.
I love it. We're going to chat more with Zesipo. I need her to give us inspirational words. That's all coming up next.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station. East Coast Radio.
Music from Lil Nas featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, Old Town Road. We're hanging out with the official perfume plug. That's, of course, Zipho. She has been nominated as one of the top 100 influential South Africans. Also, the winner of the GQ. Is it GQ? And I've lost my place now. Please remind me, Zipho.
The Glamour Woman of the Year. Next Generation Woman of the Year.
I lost my place there.
And the December Woman Crush wins
the most important title
at,
the most important
at
one.
East Coast Radio with Carol Ofori.
Listen, I got a question for you that's popped up. Here we go.
Well, it's Mike, everybody's favorite.
Hey, Mike.
Loving the show as usual.
Thank you.
Yeah, a question for Zizi. So what I do is I always carry like an eau de toilette or cologne in my vehicle with me because I'm out on the road, in and out of offices all the time. And I find that I lose the sense to myself. I might stop at somebody's office after an hour or two, then I spray a little bit behind my ears and on my inner elbows. So I know about that trick already. But is there ever any time that you use it too much or not? Let me know. Thanks. Mark out.
Right. Lots more questions like that, Zizi, but I guess you're going to...
I'm going to need to answer that on social media, Mike, and you're going to love the answer because it might be that you're the only one who can't smell yourself because there's a wonderful thing called nose blindness where your nose actually gets so used to the scent that it no longer picks it up and everyone else around you still sniffs you and you smell wonderful to them. But let's take that to social media at zesipo.m and I'm going to answer your question for you, Mike, because it's such a delicious one for us to get into.
I love that. And what's your inspiration to women on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
My inspiration to women is embrace your multiplicity. I am a brand manager, I am a social media entrepreneur, and I see my potential as limitless. And the reason is I never wait for anyone else to help me define exactly who I want to be. The number one way to be who you want to be in the world is to just show up in that way and people will respond. And if you keep moving directionally in that way, where you just show up as exactly who you want to be, trust that the world will respond in treating you accordingly.
Oh, that is beautiful. At zezipo.m on social media. Thank you, official perfume plug. We'll see you again in the early new year. I'm sure of that. All right. So that is Zezipo. You can follow her, zezipo.m on social media. Coming up next, your latest news.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.